The Victim by Percival Gibbon. Cobb was crossing the boulevard and was actually evading a taxicab at the moment when he sighted the little comedy, which he made haste to interrupt. Upon the further pavement, Savinian, whom we once believed in as a poet, had stopped in the shelter of a shop door, an unlighted cigarette between his lips, and was prospecting his vast person with gentle little slaps for a match. The current of the pavement rippled by him. The great expanse of his back was half turned to it, so that he and his search were in a kind of privacy, and the situation was favourable to the two inconspicuous men who approached him from either side. The one, with an air of hurry, ran against him at the instant when he was exploring his upper waistcoat pocket, staggered and caught at him with mumbled apologies. The other, with the sure and suave movement of an expert, slid an arm between the two bodies, withdrew it, and was making off. "Hi!" shouted Cobb, as the taxi shaved past him and came across with a rush. People stopped to see what he was shouting at, and a group of them momentarily blocking the pavement made it easy for the lanky Cobb to bowl the fleeing pickpocket against the wall and lay secure hands on him. "You come along with me," said Cobb, who always forgot his French when he was excited. The thief, helpless under the grip on the nape of his neck, whined and stammered. He was a rat of a man, white-faced, pale-eyed, and with a sagging, uncertain mouth. "Monsieur," he whispered, "but I have got nothing. It is a mistake. The other man..." Cobb thrust him at the end of a long arm to where Savinian stood, the cigarette still unlighted. The other man, of course, was gone. "Hello, Savinian," said Cobb. "You know you've been robbed, don't you? I just caught this fellow as he was bolting. See what you've lost, won't you?" "Lost?" Savinian stared, a little stupidly, Cobb thought, and suddenly smiled. He was bulky to the point of grotesqueness, with a huge white torpid face and a hypochondriac stoop of the shoulders, and the hand that travelled over his waistcoat from pocket to pocket looked as if it had been shaped out of dough. "Well," said Cobb impatiently, stilling the thief's whimpering protests with a quick grip of the hand that held him. "My watch," murmured Savinian, still smiling as though he were pleased and relieved to be the victim of a theft. "But let him go." "Let him go? Oh, no," said Cobb. "I'll hand him over to the police, and we'll get the watch out of him." "The watch is nothing," said Savinian. "Let him go before there arrives an agent, or it will be too late." He can't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?